Previously on Adventures of the Starkeepers.
Fern, Juniper, the key shard's acting up again.
But that means... Look, something's coming toward us from town. It sure is moving fast. It's Dusty. He's wearing the boots. He jumped over the river like it was nothing.
That's why he's so fast. The galactic boots must give you super speed.
Well, he just super sped past us, and now he's headed for the oldest tree. I knew Dusty had the boots. I knew it. That sneaky little sand salesman.
We have to catch up to him before he hurts the tree.
But we've been walking all day, and we still can't see it.
Yeah, it took me hours to catch up to you two, and I didn't even have speedy magic boots. We're never gonna catch him.
Not with that attitude, we won't. Just give me a second. Jelly beans, candles, silly putty, soda cans. Aha! Here it is!
Toy bike?
It's so tiny. How's that gonna help?
This was a sample I got from the bike vendor. He said it's a triple-seat, solar-powered, compact electric bicycle. I think it's supposed to expand if I press a certain button.
Whoa! That is so cool!
This will definitely speed things up.
And we can all ride on it?
Let's see.
Hey, look! It has a bell!
There are three sets of pedals as well. We can all pedal and all steer us to the tree.
That sounds like a lot of work, especially on all this sand.
Junie, do you want to get to the tree today or not?
I guess so.
We're ready when you are, Fern.
All right, let's go get those boots!
Nothing. If I never see another grain of sand again, it'll be too soon. Is this bike even helping?
It's definitely helping, Junie. A lot more than complaining will.
There's a lot of desert out here. It might still be a while. Wait, I think I see something. There's a shape over to the left.
A tree! Finally! Fern! Steer that way.
Got it!
What do we do? Dusty's already there. I'd like to give him a piece of my mind for messing with our tree.
2 days ago, you didn't care what happened to it.
Oh, now I do. We should tell him to go ruin someone else's planet and leave Flora alone. He could go to Verdania. They say their flowers are the prettiest in the galaxy, but we'll see whose tulips get first place at Gardener's Fair after Dusty's paid them a visit.
We won't say any of that. We need to talk with him to see if he'll give us the boots and leave the tree alone without a fight. And we're not letting him mess with another planet's flowers.
But...
The tree's getting closer! We're almost there!
Whoa, the oldest tree. That's the biggest willow tree I've ever seen. It's bigger than our house.
Ah, it's beautiful, but...
Look at all the dry leaves and branches on the ground. This is terrible.
Where's Dusty? Did we beat him here?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh is right. The oldest tree is drying up. You're too late, kids.
Hey! Get away from the tree, Dusty!
Juniper, wait!
Junie, don't!
You came here with boots that aren't yours to hurt a tree that brings life to an entire planet just so you can keep your sand business going? Who do you think you are?
Juniper, stop!
Yeah, stop it!
But he...
Yelling at him won't help, Juniper. It only makes things worse.
How are you two so calm? He's here to hurt the oldest tree, and he still has the boots. Why aren't you mad?
We are mad, but losing our temper won't get us anywhere. We need to watch our words when we're upset. Otherwise, we could really hurt someone.
But he's literally the bad guy.
Hey!
Juniper, our words have power. The Codex says that what we say should build people up, not tear them down, no matter who we're talking to.
Not the Codex again.
We're all worried about the tree, but thinking before we speak can help us stay calm and be kind, even when we don't want to.
I guess that makes sense.
Ha! Good luck with that. I'm not giving up my boots or my sand, no matter how kind you are.
Dusty, I know why you're here. If we bring the plants back, you can't sell sand here anymore. But the planet's dying. All we want is to restore the tree. It's the only way to save Flora.
And all I want is to sell enough sand to pay for my own pool. I've been trying to build one for years. And with this beautiful desert and these amazing boots, I can make enough money to pay for 100 pools. You can't stop me.
Hand over the boots, Dusty. They don't belong to you.
I don't think I will. I need them for the rest of my plan. Say goodbye to the oldest tree. Dusty Dunes is about to take it by storm.
What?
He's creating a sandstorm to bury the tree.
Tank, try to catch him with the bike. We have to get those boots.
On it.
Juniper, I'll try to use the tree's vines to catch Dusty. Look at the trunk and see if you can do anything to help the tree.
But I...
Juniper, please! Okay, vines, work with me! The vines are too dry. I can't move them.
Fern, the storm's getting too strong. The roots are covered in sand.
But Tank's trying to... Wait, he's driving behind Dusty. He's making the storm worse. Tank, forget about catching him. Just try to work against the wind. The tree is getting buried.
Got it.
What? Oh, no, you don't. You can't beat me with a silly little bike.
Juniper, what can we do to help the tree?
I don't know. I'm not good with plants. That's your thing. How am I supposed to help a tree when I don't even know what's wrong with it and it's getting buried in the sand?
Whoa, calm down. It'll be okay. You're not gonna hurt the tree.
You don't know that.
I know you're frustrated, but we have to be careful. When you touch the tree, try not to tear any bark or leaves off. Just examine it and tell me what you see, okay?
Okay. The bark is really dry and brittle, and the leaves on the ground are yellow.
Okay, good. That means the tree really needs water.
Fern, the whole planet needs water.
Junie?
I know. Watch my words. Wait, look. There's some water dripping down the bark.
Wait, what? Let me see. Ugh, Juniper, that's not water. It's saliva.
Ugh. Saliva? From what?
Juniper?
Yeah?
I think we're about to find out what guards the oldest tree.
Wait, a llama?
No, a llama pod. See how it has green fur and leaves sprouting behind its ears? They're the perfect combination of plant and animal. I've heard of them, but I didn't think they were actually real. I guess they are mystical, but I expected something scarier. This one's kind of cute. I don't think it likes being called cute, Junie. What was that? Hopefully just the wind. Where did they all come from? I think a better question is, what are they going to do?
No! Ugh, you just had to ask.
What was that?
And what are those?
I think that means run!
No! Go away! Bad lava!
Make them stop!
We don't know how!
Tank, Dusty, look out!
Watch where you're going!
My head.
Look! The boots! Tank knocked them off Dusty's feet!
Huh?
Tank, get the boots!
Give me the boots!
They don't belong to you!
What do we do? They won't stop!
I don't know! Maybe we'll get tired soon?
Not before we do!
No!
They threw one of the boots, and it hit that poor llama pod!
I don't think it can get up.
Junie, don't!
It's okay. I've got this. Hey, little guy. That shoe hit you pretty hard, didn't it? Don't give me that tone. Okay, well, you weren't exactly being nice to us either, buddy. So, really, I don't have to help.
Junie, what are you doing?
Talking to the llama pod? Didn't you pay attention in school? We had a whole year on mammal languages.
So, that means you can speak llama?
I'm not fluid, but I can understand him pretty well. And I think he knows what I'm saying.
Well, maybe you could try to be nicer so it doesn't get mad at us.
He, not it, Fern. His name is Dandelion. Look, I'm just trying to help. I'm gonna press on your leg to see if you're hurt. Sorry. I guess your leg's a little sore. I don't see anything wrong, Fern. I think he's just got a bruised leg. You're gonna be fine. Fern, can you help me stand him up?
One, two, three.
Yeah, you're welcome. Can you get the rest of your llama pod buddies to calm down now?
Junipar, look. They stopped.
Told you Dandelion could understand me.
I guess he figured out you really were just trying to help.
Fern, look at the ground. What's going on?
It's soil spreading out from the roots. Junie, the soil's coming back.
But how? We didn't do anything.
Remember what Elder Oak said? When the people of Flora are no longer good or kind, the oldest tree will wither. What if all the tree needed to grow again was proof that people are good and kind?
I don't get it.
It's you, Junie. You tried to help the tree. You helped the llama, dandelion. You gave the tree the proof it needed to be restored.
I did? Fern, look what the tree dropped. It just fell right in my lap.
It's a seed. But the oldest tree hasn't dropped seeds in over 100 years.
Dandelion says that technically it's been 147 years since the tree has dropped seeds. Mainly because that's what the llama pods eat. Hey, stop that. We need those.
There are enough seeds here to cover Flora in plants again. This is amazing.
Ha! I got the other boot! Dusty's not going anywhere.
My sand! It's gone! You ruined my business! Oh, I'll never have a pool now!
Who cares about your stupid... What I mean, Dusty, is what you did was wrong. But you can still have a pool. Maybe next time don't try to bury an ancient tree just so you can sell more sand. Surely you can find a better way to get your pool.
Juniper's right, Dusty. You shouldn't have lied about having the boots or tried to bury the tree. But you can make up for it on the next planet you go to. Nice job, Junie.
Thanks. It's gonna take time, but I'll eventually get the hang of this nice words first thing. Maybe I can practice with Dandelion, as long as he promises to be nice to me.
Nothing's ruined, Dusty. After we plant these seeds, we can drop you off on a real desert planet with all the sand you can dream of.
Really? You would do that?
Only if you help us plant these seeds first.
Speaking of which, who gets the boots?
What do you mean?
Well, we've got a ton of seeds to plant and a lot of ground to cover. Maybe the boots can help speed things up a little.
It's only been 2 days since we restored the tree, Junie, but just look how many seeds have already been planted. Even Dusty's helping out.
Stupid seeds! Stop falling everywhere! Just go in the spot you're supposed to. Oh, great! Now I've got mud on my pants.
The boots have really helped. And I think Tank's having a blast.
Ah, Bird, Juniper, these boots are amazing. I've been all over Flora and we've planted over 600 seeds already.
That's amazing, Tank.
I think I could get a few hundred more planted before the end of the day. I gotta say, even if I wanted to, I don't think I could use the boots again after this. I might be super fast, but I'm also super tired. I might fall asleep while running.
I guess everything has pros and cons.
The coffee vendor's still open. Maybe you should go grab some to keep you awake.
Good idea. See you later.
It's great seeing everyone work together to plant the seeds, but I don't have your green thumb fern. I think I'd rather work with the animals. Dandelion's proof of that. Even if he is more stubborn than I am.
I still can't believe you kept one of the sacred, mysterious guardians of the old tree as a pet.
He followed us back. I couldn't say no to a face like that. He's so cute and fluffy when he's not covered in seeds and spit. No offense, buddy. You know, Dr. Aloe asked if I could volunteer at the vet clinic on weekends to take care of the animals and keep them fed and happy. I think I'd really like it. She said Dandelion can tag along too, as long as he behaves.
That's great, Junie.
Thanks, Fern. Not just for saving Flora or bringing the plants back or being a super awesome, super-powered starkeeper or whatever, but for always helping me.
We help each other.
Bird! Juniper! I found the coffee! Bubbles was right! It does make you feel like you could run for a gazillion years! This is amazing!
And now I think we need to help the coffee vendor shut down his stall before Tank drinks any more caffeine.
Sounds like a plan. Let's go.